Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Bava Kamma, and we are at Parak Tes Mishnah Yud Beis. So says the Mishnah, Nasan Asakes of Lanshe Mishmer of Meis. If the guy gave the money to the people of the Mishmer, meaning we're going back on the last Mishnah where we were talking about where a guy was Gozel as a Ger, and he swore falsely about owing money to that Ger, and then the Ger died, so the money is supposed to go to the Kohanim. So let's say he gave it to the Kohanim of the particular Mishmer, and then he died before the Korban was ever brought. So Eino Yoshim Chol Nachot Tzim. His Yorshim cannot get that money back from the Kohanim. Shenemar Isha Shayitin LaKohen Lo Yiyah, because whatever goes to the Kohen, the Pasuk says, remains with the Kohen. It belongs to the Kohen. Now, Nasan HaKesef LiYahu Yariv Asham LiYadayah. Let's say he gave the money to the Mishmar of Yahu Yariv and the Karban Asham to the Mishmar of Yadayah, meaning they took turns. The different Mishmaros took turns at the Beis HaMikdash. So the Yahu Yariv and Yadayah were two of the families, so he paid the money to the Mishmar of Yehoyariv when it was their turn, but he waited a week till he brought the Karban Asham when it was Yadayah's turn. So Yatza, that's fine, it doesn't have to all go to the same place. Asham li Yehoyariv Kesef li Yadayah. But if he brought the Asham to first, before he gave the Kesef, and the Kesef was a week later to the next Mishmar of Yadayah, so im kayama Asham if the Asham is still there, meaning it hasn't yet been brought on the Mizbeach, Yakrivu B'nai Yadayah. So let the B'nai Yadayah bring it. Vim Lav, but if the Asham was already brought by Yehoyariv, Yachsuv Yavi Asham Acher, he's going to need to bring another Karban Asham, because the Asham it has to come after the payment. So if he didn't make the payment yet, at the time the Asham was brought, that Asham was invalid. So now he needs another Asham. Shamevi Gzeilu Ad Shalo Hevi Ashamo Yatza, Hevi Ashamo Ashalo that if you pay prior to the Asham, that's fine. But if you bring the Asham prior to paying, you're not Yotze. Let's say when he paid the Kohanim, he gave them the Keren, but he didn't give them the Chomesh. Ain't a Chomesh Ma'akev. The Chomesh is not Ma'akev, meaning the Karban Asham that's brought after the Keren is paid is good enough. You don't have to bring the Karban Asham after the Chomesh is paid as well. And now we move on to the 10th and final Perek of Maseches Bava Kamma. So Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph. Hagozel Machlis Banav. Someone steals something and feeds it to his kids, and he then dies. V'niach lifneihem. Or the case is that he dies and the item that he stole is still there, along with the Yerusha, and they go and eat it. Peturim l'shalim. They don't have to pay for that item, because even though they consumed it, they were not the ones that stole it, so they don't have to pay for their father's averos. But if it was something that was property, it was a field or something like that, it was karka, chayav l'shalim. Then they have to pay, because that karka does have to pay for the chovos of their father. Ain part in lomi tevas hamochsin. You're not allowed to take smaller coins from a tax collector's or a toll collector's money box. Velomi kis shel gabayin, nor from a tax collector's wallet. They noten mehem tzedakah, nor can you take tzedakah from them. Meaning the people who would collect these fees, we assume we're stealing all the time. So whatever money is going to come from there is dirty money, so you're not supposed to take it. Aval notel humitok beso omen ashuk. But you are allowed to get money from the people who have these possessions, who have these professions rather, when they're paying you from their house, because only the only money that's stolen is the actual tax money that they sometimes collect in unfair, not proper kinds of ways. So let's review what we learned today. In the last Mishnah in Perek Tes, we had said that if a person gives the Kesef to one Mishmar and the Asham to the next, if he gave the Kesef to a Mishmar and then he died, his Yarshim cannot get that Kesef back. If he gives the Kesef to one Mishmar, then the Asham to the next one, he's Yotze. But in the reverse order, he's not Yotze if the Asham has already been brought, because the Asham has to wait until after the payment has been made, or at least after the payment of the Keren has been made. And then Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph, we said that someone who steals and feeds it to his children, or he dies and his children eat it, the kids don't have to pay for that. But if it was karka, then they do have to give back the karka. And we said you shouldn't take money, small change, when you're changing a big bill or something from a tax collector's or a toll collector's wallet, and nor should you take tzedakah from them. But if they're just paying from their private funds in their own home, that you're allowed to do, because that we don't assume is necessarily stolen items. So, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parak Yud, Mishnah Beis.